best back in the USSR.
It's a Friday night, and Kaylee, I've been beavering away on the books. I've learned something interesting about the Beatles. Just when you think you know most things about music, another weird and wacky bit of info comes your way.
Yeah, what did you find out?
They were banned in the Soviet Union. That I knew. And you'd get into big trouble if you were caught with one of the records. So the Russians figured out a smart way to work around it. They would get their hands on used x-rays discarded by hospitals. And yes, Russia did have hospitals back then. And they figured out they could etch music onto the film using a special modified record player. Now, the resulting bootleg Beatles albums, printed onto x-rays of hips and spines, became known as Music on the Bones.
You're kidding. That's ingenious. Mm.
Brilliant stuff. The world is still deeply fascinated by the Beatles. The mystery remains the biggest band we've ever seen. And while the Fab Four broke up decades ago, you can still hear their music live in living colour thanks to some brilliant tribute acts like Beatlemania on Tour. Playing the Star Gold Coast on October 28. Tickets on sale now through star.com.au. And Cameron Charters, a.k.a. Sir Paul McCartney, joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Let's go back to the beginning. Where did your love affair for the Beatles start?
Well, I guess it's mainly through my parents and my older brother. They always played a lot of Beatles around the house and on sort of road trips, like holiday trips and things like that. So, yeah, I kind of grew up listening to a lot of Beatles.
And what Beatles were you listening to? What kind of, which period of time?
All of it, really. I don't know. My brother is a pretty big influence on me musically, and he was right into the Beatles, so I've definitely heard everything through him.
So you're Paul McCartney in Beatlemania, meaning you're the bass player. Have you always played bass?
Well, I originally played trumpet when I was a young fella. Mm-hmm. But, from about 14, I got my first bass, and, you know, basically everyone else had guitars and wanted to play guitar. And, yeah, at that point, I was just sort of mucking around on my brother's guitar. And, ended up getting a bass just so I could sort of be useful, I guess, for the band. And it's been my specialised instrument since then.
I guess we might hope to hear you doing trumpet on All You Need Is Love. There's a big brass section in there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, we do that with keyboards. Yeah.
So what inspired you to form Beatlemania on Tour? Tell us about the formation of the group.
Well, originally it started, we were all playing together in a Queen tribute show. And our manager came to us and asked us if we felt like doing Beatles, and we all loved the Beatles, so we jumped at it. And, yeah, I was playing bass for that, for the Queen show, so I ended up playing McCartney for the Beatles show.
There must be a massive amount of Beatles tribute bands out there. Do you know how many?
Wouldn't have a clue. There are a lot, yeah. That just shows how much of a popular band they were. And, I mean, it puts a bit more, importance, I guess, on being a good one, because there is a lot of competition out there for Beatle bands. So, you know, we like to think that we're up there.
What makes a good Beatles tribute band, do you think? What have you learned?
Well, for us, something that separates us is we're a bit younger, I guess, than a lot of the other ones. So we do look a bit more like them in their heyday. But, you know, we just try to mimic everything they do. We've got video screens as well that help us set the scene, and we basically take the audience through a timeline of the Beatles' career. So we've got, you know, quick costume changes and, yeah, all the, as you say, the accents and the banter and all that. Just try to get into the character and have fun with it, really.
Tell us about the other guys in the band. Where did you find them, and who plays what role?
Right, yeah, well, we've had this lineup for about 3 years. I've been in the show, well, I originally started it 10 years ago, so I've been doing it for a while. But, we've got Brent McMullen on as George. So, yeah, Brent's, he's a great singer-songwriter himself. He's from Melbourne, and he's been around the traps a long time. He's a great guitarist, and, yeah, so we've got him as George. We've got Zach Coombs, who's just a Beatles nut. he's played in a lot of Beatles shows, and he can do any of the front three Beatles. So he's been Paul, George and John, and yeah, we've got him playing John for us, and he does a great job of that. And yeah, he's just, you know, he's quite funny on stage, I'll say, with his band. He likes being John Lennon. And then we've got Ben Harpo, who's a fantastic young drummer from Bundaberg. He's kind of got a jazz background himself, but he's sort of had to change the way he plays a lot to become Ringo, and also he plays Pete Best early on in the show as well. So, yeah, he's had to sort of work on the way he plays just to look right as well as sounding right.
Cameron Charters is talking the Beatles with us. Do you reckon it's fair to say that you get more work as a tribute band muso compared to playing in an originals band?
Oh, it's certainly more than originals and, well, let's say more paid. It's very originals are very hard to get anywhere with, to be honest. So, yeah, I mean, I found that pretty early on and started doing covers and then got into the tribute stuff. And, yeah, I mean, it's taken me all around the world and, yeah, I'm getting paid for it. So,
do you feel I'm not complaining. Do you feel any pressure, you know, trying to be Paul McCartney, given that he is such an iconic figure?
Not anymore. You know, there was initially, and particularly very early on, I was doing the show right-handed, and obviously McCartney was a left-handed player. So, you know, once I made that switch and sort of got good at that, I felt a lot better about things. But, yeah, I don't really feel the pressure to be him as such. I just want to do a good job of what I do.
Do you study and follow what he does now, even?
Yeah, I still, you know, refresh the memory, I guess, and go back and watch videos. We're just watching some of the hidden footage that I've never seen before, footage of the Beatles the other night. And yeah, there's always new videos you can watch and just take on that character a little bit more.
They had such a big body of work. Do you cover all of it in the show by way of medley, or do you how many songs do you play of theirs?
Well, yeah, it's impossible really to do all of their great songs in one night. So we do a couple of medleys, but yeah, we just pick what works best and you know what we do. So yeah, there's 2 hours worth of music in there. We do 2 one-hour sets, and then there's a bit of an intermission as well. And we do basically, as I said before, a timeline. So we do an even spread, I guess, of each genre. Period of the Beatles.
Yeah, which could you could argue maybe the American period, right? When they went to America, had lots of hit songs, those short poppy ones, then they got psychedelic, and then it was the end. What's your favourite period?
Well, I like the rock and roll sort of stuff, and yeah, so we start out in Hamburg and play a lot of the early rock and roll stuff, but I enjoy Ashley Stadium bit, actually, which, you know, sort of features Can't Buy Me Love, which is a great little rock pop song in itself. But yeah, we do. We go over to Ed Sullivan and, you know, do the US sort of thing and Shea Stadium as well. And then we finish off with that sort of more produced kind of stuff as Sgt. Pepper's.
So we learned today that the Russians were making bootleg Beatles records using discarded X-rays. What else have you stumbled across? A fun fact that maybe we don't know about?
The only one that springs to mind at the moment, I don't know if it's much of a fact, but we had a lady come to one of our shows recently and she said she was Pete Best's boss and she had to sack him. And, we found that quite funny because obviously it wasn't the first time he'd been sacked. But, yeah, we get a lot of people that have actually met the Beatles and seen the Beatles live and, yeah, we get a few little tidbits here and there, but, yeah, I can't really think of much.
So what was Pete doing for this lady? What was his role working under her?
That's a very good question. I wish we'd had longer to ask her.
She would have been pretty old.
She carried it well.
She carried it well. You're a kind man. There you go. Beatlemania on tour and playing at the Star Gold Coast on October 28. Get your tickets at the Star's website, star.com.au. There goes the guy who encapsulates Sir Paul McCartney, Cameron Charters. Thank you, mate.